This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Taxation Committee will come to order, and I'll ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Representatives Chafee?
Here.
Derby?
Here.
Drury?
Here.
Kinnison?
Here.
Koth?
Here.
Olson? Excused. Otten?
Here.
Poirier?
Here.
Randolph?
Here.
Thomason?
Present.
Tiedemann?
Here.
Pischke?
Here.
And Dennert?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we do have a quorum. With that, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Moved by Representative Randolph. Second by Representative Chafee. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. Okay, before we get started, I'd like to greet everyone who is here in the room as well as online. Representative Otten is participating remotely today again. I'd like to remind everyone to either mute their cell phones or turn them off. We do have a couple new pages who are with us today, so if the two of you would please make your way up and tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your future plans are.
Hi, my name's Alex Otten. I'm the grandson of Representative Otten, and my future plans are going to Augustana University and majoring in finance.
Hello, my name's Aida Desaunier, and I am really interested in probably pursuing a major in education, and I'm from Sioux Falls. Thank you for having us.
Very good, and thank you for being here. We appreciate your guys' service and hope you guys enjoy the next 2 weeks working as house pages. Okay, with that, we do have two bills that are on our agenda today. Both bills have had a prior hearing and are with us today because one of them we could not get a vote on with a majority vote of the members elect, and the other one was hog-housed. So we had to hold that over until today. We will not allow testimony on either bill since both bills have had a full hearing. We will allow for question and answers on both bills if there's any questions of the committee. We are going to get started with House Bill 1178, Established Criteria Regarding Marijuana. So I would open it up if there are any questions of the committee on that particular bill. Representative Jameson.
I'll try to break the ice this morning on a cold winter day. Get it? Ice? Okay, so we're all there.
Representative Jameson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question I have is for the sponsor, I suppose, and discussion is in a city like Sioux Falls where there are probably, I don't know, 100 convenience stores and or hundreds of liquor licenses, how could you see this managed in a city like Sioux Falls, and where some people have already paid a substantial amount of money for medical cannabis, and with a tremendous amount of restriction on those facilities in order to even sell that, switching then now to this other model for recreational, it seems almost in lieu of a conflict between those two bodies and two entities. Could you walk me through that and help me appreciate the value of this bill going forward?
Welcome back to the front of the room, Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Derby, State Representative, District 34, Rapid City. Greatly appreciate that question. And we've provided some of you with what we call the Manitoba model. And what I'd like to do is have Donna Lightsky come up and talk a little more in depth about that model and how it would apply to cities like Sioux Falls.
Okay, please come up and do that, but just please keep your answer germane to the question.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Donna Leisky, I'm the executive director and lobbyist for the South Dakota Petroleum and Propane Marketers Association, and to directly answer your question. Presently, we'll have a dispensary model, and we'll have what we call the adult use licensing model. So they will work side by side. So in Manitoba, Canada, they also have the same two license types there. We look at the dispensary model as a standalone store that offers a lot of products, and we look at our licensing bill here, or what they call a controlled access, is a small offering of product within a store. This store within our bill could be a grocery store, it could be a bar, it could be a convenience store, it could be anybody that's got a malt beverage or off-sale liquor license. So as far as the conflict within big versus small, it may be something to note that presently some of my members have applied for medical dispensaries, so they will have a big dispensary, and then they'll have the adult use dispensary also. So I look at these as side by side, and I guess the best way to answer that is the ultimate control is by the municipality. So if the city of Sioux Falls says we don't want to have this particular model, they can deny any type of this license to anybody. It works the same as malt beverage. If they don't want to issue those licenses, they don't have to issue those licenses. But we look at it as partnering, and that's what they did in Manitoba, too. Manitoba, as a rural province, wanted to ensure that their consumers had access to this legal product. So they embraced the smaller, what we call the adult use, and the big one. Does that answer your question?
Representative Jameson.
Yes, I think it does. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, further questions of the committee? Okay, seeing none, we will close the question and answer portion and open it up to committee discussion or action. Representative Jameson.
Just as an attempt to kind of continue the discussion, kind of like the idea of the rural South Dakota having access, that piece I can appreciate where smaller communities wouldn't have the ability to build a dispensary, and this would give them an option to at least have some. Just a little struggle, though, with the pending rules and regulations impacting the recreational marijuana, that there's a huge hurdle with those dispensaries. And the idea that you could then maybe travel to a smaller community and make it easier to buy. And there's all these arguments about the safety of the marijuana and its in capsules and or behind a closed door, and only individuals 21 or older could get in to even get close. As I understand it, this one would allow people to get into the store of any age, a convenience store, but I suspect there's a certain section that would be barricaded or somehow sealed off from anybody getting access. So it's not like you can pick up a Snickers, walk over and pick up an ounce of marijuana and go up to the counter. I don't understand it to be that way. This would be a secure way. And then the other thought, I'm just going to say it, it's Canada, eh? You know, pretty progressive place, not as conservative as South Dakota by any chance, you know, and they've got a unique model that they're using. So that's just a little, unsettling for me as a guy from South Dakota. So that's just some thoughts.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments and or action? Discussion or action?
Mr.
Representative
Chair.
Drury. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Glad everybody made it back. I guess I just have a little bit of a hiccup here because to me, we have a brand new industry in South Dakota. Or we might have a brand new industry in South Dakota. And I don't know if this is really what I envision as capitalism, you know, letting people into the market, being a free market, because this is very definitive. And so that's my hiccup here. It's very definitive that you can only really have it if as a liquor license entity. So that's my hiccup. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion and or action?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Olson.
A few comments. I shared some of those same concerns, and I think when we're looking at what works, we've seen across the country states that have been too restrictive, too open. We've had some years of experience to look at this. I sort of appreciate the Canadian model. It's near us. It's rural. It's been around for a few years. Because we do have to think about access. Is this will be a legal product if it's initiated by the voters? So we're not doing anything here other than actually just setting some guidance forward for the next legislative session and saying, here's some framework, here's some ideas. Let's talk about where we could direct this tax revenue. And they have the option to modify it, restrict it, open it up more, but it's some guidelines based on an example that has worked well in a similar space to ours, a rural setting just north of us. And I think that's helpful compared to a Canada or Oregon model that we look at. And I like the part I like about this is it doesn't restrict people from having a similar thing like a liquor store to a marijuana store. There's those options available still. This just allows a framework for existing stores that are accessible in smaller areas and larger areas that already have products for over 21. And they are used to carting and having security. You know, I shared some concerns with the bill's sponsor about safety, because C-stores actually have some safety issues with products being taken. So that's actually a bigger concern I have. But eventually, this is going to be a product that we have to deal with. So I would like to set some guidance for the next legislature that they can then modify, but have some ideas about. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion or action, Representative Koth.
Mr. Chair, thank you. First off, I don't like marijuana. Okay. I struggled with this originally. If you remember, I believe it was 1045, started out as a quarter page bill on taxes. And I believe this is the tax committee. All of a sudden, it's what, 39 pages? And we're still the tax committee. What are we talking about? We're not talking about taxes, we're talking about regulation. So I did my research, talked to people that were on the summer committee. They answered my questions. I understand why we're doing this. Again, I don't like marijuana. I understand the concept and using an existing way to control the sale of. But I'll go on record to say it's still not going to stop because, you know, I believe there are still people that are over, can buy legally alcohol and give it to a 16-year-old. I think that still goes on. It did back in my day. It's still going to go on. So I look at this as a good way to move forward. Is it going to pass? I don't know. This weekend, especially, I had numerous contacts from people, not planned, but just in the course of conversation. They said, why are you in Pierre legalizing recreational marijuana? Those are the people that listen to the news. They hear bits and pieces. They're friends of mine, so they're real smart, right? First off, I tell them, quit listening to the news, because that's just going to steer you wrong. But it took me just a few minutes to explain, we're not legalizing marijuana. All we're doing is we're trying to be proactive and setting some guardrails out there, whereby if it does pass in November, that we're ahead of the game. 100% of them we're okay with that. So with that being said, I'm going to be a yes vote because, again, we're not talking taxes. We're talking policy. We're talking about, what, a 39-page bill that I think there's a lot of good thought and a lot of planning been put in, much more than I expected. And as I understand it, it can work in the best way possible for marijuana. And did I say I don't like marijuana? And I wish we didn't have to deal with it. However, we will possibly have to deal with it. So I'm going to be a yes vote.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion and or action? Representative Olson.
I'll make a motion to pass.
Okay. Motion to pass by Representative Olson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Chafee. Discussion on your motion? Okay. Seeing none, is there any other discussion from the committee on the motion to pass? Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple comments. I do view this one, I think we had another one where I made these comments, a cart before the horse. And so we're looking at this from the standpoint, and we talk about being proactive rather than reactive. I get that. Okay. But this is still a cart before the horse. So I think doing this at this time is unnecessary. There is framework. We have the language, and it can be implemented when necessary, if it passes, and that's the if. The other part that I've kind of been reluctant to say because I'm not trying to accuse anyone of anything, and I'm not being specific for a reason, is that things like this, I think, give a leg up to the cannabis industry when it comes to the preparation of promoting this for the voters and things of that nature. The thought that's been in my mind when we talked about the other bill that came through here along the lines of this and this one as well is that, and I don't have a crystal ball, I don't know what someone would say, but in my mind it's, look, see, the legislature passed already some framework ahead of this, so they're already ready. And so I just, and on the record, I don't like marijuana. I was never a big fan of it to begin with, and I'm still not. So those are my remarks. I'm a no for those reasons. So,
thank you, Representative. Further discussion on the motion do pass as amended. Okay, seeing none, the motion is do pass as amended, and I'll ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Representatives Chafee.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Drury.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Otten.
No.
Poirier.
Aye.
Randolph.
No.
Thomason.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Dennert.
No. Okay, on a vote of 10 yes, 3 no, House Bill 1178 as amended will head to the floor. Okay, with that, that'll bring us to our next bill. The sponsor is not here yet, so we'll be at ease just for a moment. I'm going to try to reach out to him and see if we can get him in the room. So we'll be at ease for about 5 minutes, and then we'll come back. We'll continue to be at ease here for just a minute, but the next bill, the sponsor was giving remarks on a different bill. He'll be here soon. So we'll be at ease just for a couple more minutes, but then we will get started here. Okay, we will go ahead and get started again. Could you guys go out and make sure if there's anyone outside of the room, any of our members outside the room, that they come back in? I think we are missing two, so we'll let them come back in before we get started. Okay, so unfortunately the prime sponsor of the next bill is not able to be here to answer questions, but we will still go ahead and deal with that one way or the other here. Before we do, just a reminder, we won't be taking testimony as this bill has had a full hearing already. If someone does want to sign in for the record as a proponent or opponent, you certainly can do that, but we won't take any testimony. I know I see at least one opponent in the room, so we can ask some questions. but unfortunately the prime sponsor won't be here to answer from that side. But at this point, we will open it up if there are any questions of the committee. We are on, we just had two members walk in, so we have a full committee. We are on questions of the committee. Unfortunately, the prime sponsor of the bill is not able to be here. So, okay, so seeing no questions, we will move on to discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Thomason.
I move to the 41st day.
Okay. Second. Motion to the 41st day by Representative Thomason, second by Representative Drury. Representative Thomason, discussion on your motion?
No.
Okay, no discussion on your motion. Yeah. Any other discussion from the committee? Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Substitute motion.
Okay, substitute motion.
Do pass.
Okay, substitute motion. Do pass has been made, and this is just for clarification on House Bill 1224. Is there a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Second by Representative Pischke. Representative Randolph, discussions on your substitute motion do pass.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just I made it'll be the same thing, the comments that I made last week. So I don't think there's really any need to go into further depth about it. So
okay, further discussion on the substitute motion. Okay, the substitute motion on the floor is do pass on House Bill 1224, and I'd ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Representative Chafee?
No.
Derby?
Aye.
Drury?
No.
Jameson?
No.
Koth?
No.
Olson?
No.
Otten?
No.
Poirier?
No.
Randolph?
Aye.
Thomason?
No.
Tiedemann?
No.
Pischke?
Aye.
Dinner?
Aye. That motion fails. On a vote of 4 yes and 9 no, we'll go back to the original motion, which was to defer House Bill 1224 to the 41st day. Any further discussion on that motion? Seeing none, I'll ask the Secretary to please call the roll on the motion to defer House Bill 1224 to the 41st legislative day.
Representatives Chafee?
Aye.
Derby?
No.
Drury?
Aye.
Jameson?
Aye.
Koth?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Poirier?
Aye.
Randolph?
No.
Thomason?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Pischke?
No.
Dennert?
No. Okay. On a vote of 9 yes, 4 no, House Bill 1224 is sent to the 41st legislative day. With that, that concludes our agenda for the day and concludes all of our House bills for the session. We will plan on meeting later for Senate bills. I don't know when we'll come back to that, if we'll come back to that on Thursday, if we'll do that next week. But with that, if there's nothing else for the good of the order,
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Thomason.
Thank you. I just wanted to give Alex Otten a congratulations. He got in the top 10 in the cross country last, I believe, at the last state meet. So I was there, and he ran really well, and I just wanted to share that with everybody in here.
Thank you, and congratulations. Okay, with that, I'd ask Representative Chafee for a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Representative Chafee, second by Representative Randolph. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. We are adjourned.